What's up, everybody? This is Baby G coming right at you from the Big One Podcast. We are going to do a solo podcast, maybe a combo podcast for Milwaukee Mile, Combo, Arca, and Truck. And then we also had a double slash, if you call it, triple header for IndyCar, if you count the Indy NXT race. We had three races in Milwaukee on Labor Day weekend, so we will be coming at you hot this weekend with tons of races. We got cars all over the track. We got people all over the country. What were we doing? Where were we? We will get into it in just a short minute here. Race one of the Milwaukee Mile Truck Series weekend. So this was the weekend before Labor Day. We only had a single day at the track. You had an ARCA race early in the morning, and I mean, this has been the story of the season for ARCA. William Sawalich in that Toyota, he took that thing to the front of the field, and he rocked and rolled. I did not see a whole heck of a lot of this race because the temperatures in Milwaukee were pumping higher than 90-plus degrees with no shade, all sun. So my father and I, we hit the track on Sunday for this doubleheader with ARCA and Truck. We decided it is not worth going up into the stands and baking, because if you've been to Milwaukee Mile, as most of our listeners have, you don't have any shade in your left in the behind side unless you're after 3 p.m. So we listened to this one on the radio. Your top five on this one for the finishers: William Sawalich, Connor Zillish. This guy's got a ton of juice. He might be going up to Dale Jr.'s team. We'll see about that next year. LeVar Scott, Chris Wright, and Lawless Allen. That's an absolute badass name. Lawless Allen. Rounding out that top five for that ARCA race. So nobody cares about ARCA. Let's just move on. And then we had the truck race at the Milwaukee Mile. So really, really fun day at the track for me and my dad. This is the second year in a row that we went to the truck race at Milwaukee. We debated not going back this year because it was so hot last year. But hey, temperatures were looking like low 80s, shade. We thought we were going to be all right. But then we were driving to the track. It's about a 20-minute ride from my pop's place to the track, and the temps just kept going up and up and up. So we end up, we go to the track. We drive in through parking. They hit us up for your standard $15 parking at a track, and they shoot us way, way the hell out. So we're way outside of turn three almost on the backstretch, and we're cool. We find shade. We find big trees. We've got a cooler full of water. Got a couple of sandwiches that Mama G made. We had some snacks. I popped myself a Milwaukee Brewing Company OG. And then we're just hanging out. We're listening to the ARCA race, the aforementioned win by William Sawalich. And we're just chilling. We got a couple hours, not a couple hours, maybe we got an hour and a half. And we're listening to the race on the radio. We're chilling. We're having some snacks. And we decided it's time to go in. So we pop in there, and oh my goodness, it was hot at the Milwaukee Mile. Highs were supposed to be 31 with cloud cover. It got all the way up to 88 degrees with no cloud cover. So my dad and I, we started the race under the cover. You got to get at the Milwaukee Mile. You got to be on the 200 section. So you're there. You're locked in, loaded. You're watching them rip around. But you really can't see what's going on in the race. So end of stage one, we decide we're heading up. We're going to our seats. We got 411, row 39. We're way up. We're good to go. This thing rocks and rolls. And as you would expect, Ekis, Sanchez, Gray, Ankrum, Majeski, they're all up in the top five. They're rocking and rolling. They're running. At the finish of this thing, though, we've got a huge, huge upset. Lane Riggs running 16th. In the standings, he ends up winning this thing. And this was the first playoff race for the Craftsman Truck Series, and a non-playoff driver ends up taking the win, which I'm a big fan of. I always love to see an upset driver take a win at a points race. So Lane Riggs takes the win, and then you run down the top five here. Ty Majeski in two, Eckes in three, Sanchez and Gray are your one through five. So I've got to say, all in all, a pretty good day at the track for the NASCAR Truck Series at Milwaukee Mile. We end up going back to the home front. Got to drop my dad off after the race, and I can't even tell you how big of a difference the temperature was from the track to like 20 minutes outside of Milwaukee in the suburbs. You get outside of the sun, you get on that back patio, you start firing up a couple old fashions, you got the pizza cooking on the grill, as B-Boy would recommend, and before you know it, it's 11 p.m. and we're crashing out there in Franklin, Wisconsin. So all in all, a little race recap for your NASCAR Trucks Series in Milwaukee.